KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 33 degrees. We have fog continuing here in Atlantic. A dense fog advisory continues until 9 o'clock for the far west and southwest counties in our listening area and until 10 o'clock for Cass and other counties in our KJAN listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner issued a statement to KJAN News clarifying the amount he's being paid as a special prosecutor for the City of Atlantic in cases dealing with criminal matters. Earlier, we said that during Wednesday night's City Council meeting, City Attorney Dave Wiederstein mentioned with regard to the hiring of a city attorney, if the general and criminal retainers are included in the contract, he would recommend continuing the $15,000 annual salary currently paid to the county attorney for criminal prosecutions above and beyond what is proposed in the general retainer. Currently, the Cass County attorney handles criminal prosecution cases for the city while serving as a paid assistant city attorney. Well, to clarify, Wiederstein said he's being paid $15,000 as city attorney, and he recommended the new attorney, whomever that may be paid the same amount and that they handle criminal matters as well. Dan Feisner said he has been paid the same amount, that's $300 a month or $3,600 a year, ever since the City of Atlantic appointed him as the special prosecutor for its criminal matters. Feisner said he bills the City of Atlantic twice per year, once in June and once in December, for his attorney fees and for office expenses. A man from Union County was arrested on a warrant out of Taylor County. Creston police say 35-year-old Thomas Johnston of Creston was arrested on a warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Johnston was later released after posting a $1,000 bond. The Iowa DNR's Air Quality Bureau is seeking public comments on a draft plan to meet federal air quality standards for lead in the Council Bluffs area. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, designated part of Council Bluffs as a non-attainment area for lead in November of 2011, 3 years after the EPA substantially reduced the permissible lead levels allowed in air. The public is invited to submit oral or written comments on the draft plan at a public hearing at 10:30 a.m. on December 22nd at the Council Bluffs Public Library. The DNR worked with two lead-emitting facilities, Griffin Pipe Products Company, LLC, and Alter Medical Recycling, to develop air pollution control measures that will quickly reduce ambient air impacts of lead emissions and meet federal air quality standards in the non-attainment area. The control strategy will reduce lead emissions from Alter Metal Recycling by nearly 95%, primarily through cleaning and sweeping haul roads. Griffin Pipe will use similar practices and continue to operate existing control equipment. The control strategy also provides Griffin Pipe flexibility in their method of operation while maintaining public health protections for lead. Details of the strategy for the lead non-attainment area in Council Bluffs can be reviewed in the draft state implementation plan at the Council Bluffs Public Library, at the DNR Air Quality Bureau in Windsor Heights, or on the DNR's website under Stakeholder Involvement Public Input at www.iowadnr.gov/inside-dnr/regulatory-air.aspx. The link is under this same story on our website. Submit written comments on the proposed plan by 4:30 p.m. on December 22nd. More information, again, available under the same story at kjan.com. Well, city staff and volunteers have rounded up more than 10 domesticated birds left at a Council Bluffs park to ensure that they can survive the winter. The geese and ducks will be sheltered at a Glenwood farm. The birds, dropped off at Big Lake Park when their owners no longer wanted them, were gathered by animal control officials and volunteers on Wednesday. The City Parks Department used to collect them and house them over the winter before returning them to the park, but Deanne Nelson with Animal Control says the money, time, and space needed to do so became a burden. Elsewhere in state news, Governor Terry Branstad has ordered that flags in Iowa be flown at half-staff to mark Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Branstad announced Thursday the flags will be set at half-staff from 5 p.m. today through 8 a.m. Monday at the State Capitol Complex and other public buildings throughout the state. The state is encouraging businesses, schools, and other public buildings to also fly the flag at half-staff during that time period. Sunday marks the 73rd anniversary of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. The attack killed about 2,400 sailors, Marines, and soldiers. A new actuarial report shows that Iowa's largest public pension fund has seen investment gains over the past year. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System said in a Wednesday news release the fund had $28 billion at the end of June. Actuaries for Cavanaugh McDonald Consulting say the plan was funded at nearly 83% of the present value of future retirement payments, meaning that there is an unfunded shortfall of about $5.5 billion. But the shortfall is down from $5.8 billion a year ago. The report says that long-term health of the plan depends on investment returns and making expected contributions. The plan has more than 340,000 members, including current, former, and retired public sector workers. Officials at the state agency which hands out unemployment benefits to laid-off workers says they've detected a new kind of fraud that's resulted in the loss of thousands of dollars from the state unemployment trust fund. Iowa Workforce Development Director Teresa Whalert says perpetrators set up fake companies and then lay off fake employees who collect unemployment. Whalert calls it a whole new field for fraud investigation.
One of our new strategies is not only to pursue fraudulent claims against the trust fund, but also to pursue fictitious companies.
And she says a new fraud detection system is helping to detect the fake companies before they can collect any benefits.
So far, between August and November of this year, I have 12 fictitious employers. It should be 13. We found one last week, so that number is up to 13.
And in one day alone, 8 phony companies registered with the state using the same IP address. Whalert says the new system has helped to prevent $500,000 in fraudulent unemployment claims. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.